We're on the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Beis asks, how do we know that there's a din of chametz is aser bana, or chametz is you have to get rid of kuli alma? Chametz mishe shoyis olamayla aser, which we said has to do something with the fact that you have to get rid of it. Eventually, Rashi says aser achila, but it really means aser shiya. The other question to Tosafot, Rashi says it clearly means aser shiya. The Gemara brings two psukim. The two psukim the Gemara brings shivas yam solo yamatzi v'teichem. And ach b'yemarishon tashbisu somi batechen, says the Gemara, hai keitzad, l'rabbis arbas l'bir. Now Rashi learns that there's a stira between these two psukim. The stira between these two psukim is because it sounds like shivas, if you're understanding yemarishon means the first day of Yom Tif, you have another pasuk that says shivas yom sor lo yimatzi batechen, can't have it. So then you would have to burn it before Yom Tif. And the other pasuk says ach b'yemarishon tashbisu, burn it on Yom Tif. How could you burn it on Yom Tif? It's an isra bali ro bali yimatzi. And Tosafot says, what are you talking about? The whole din of burning it is because it's nicer, is because of the Isser. Tosafot learns the whole din of burning it is because of the Isser. So when are you going to have to burn it? Only when it's Aser. You don't burn it when it's not Aser. So he said, according to Tosafot, none of us have ever been Mekayim Mitzvah Tashbisu in our entire lives. Because we burn it before this Mana Isser. How is Tosafot Mekayim Mitzvah Tashbisu? He kept over a piece of chametz as the Mordechai, and he burnt it afterwards. Kedei l'kayim mitzvah tashbisu. But I have a question. So according to Tosafot, is there tashbisu before Zman HaIsser?
No.
I have a question, though. According to Rashi, is there tashbisu after Zman HaIsser? Ach b'yom harishon tashbisu. I understand that means have it burnt by Zman HaIsser, should be burnt in time of Zman HaIsser. Maybe after Zman HaIsser there's no mitzvah tashbisu. Maybe after Zman HaIsser there is no mitzvah. So we come out with, like Rashi and Tosafot, if I'm going to be right, and I'm going to read you a lashon of the Rambam, there's a hak about what I'm saying here. Tosafot holds the mitzvah tashbisu is only when after Zman HaIsser. And Rashi maybe holds mitzvah tashbisu is only when before Zman HaIsser. Listen to the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Mitzvah sasei min haTorah lehashbis achametz koidem zman iser achila asoi." Shenemar biyom rishon tashbisu amivatechem koidem zman iser achila asoi. It sounds like from the Rambam, when's your mitzvah? Only koidem zman achila asoi. So maybe there is no mitzvah tashbisu after that. I was listening to a shiur of a yid by the name of Eli Baruch Shulman, and he said there's a mafurish araya from Rashi that there's mitzvah tashbisu after Zman HaIsser. What's that? Rashi and Daf Tzadi Hey Amid Aleph. The bottom line of Rashi. Rashi is talking about if you find chametz on Pesach. Rashi says im nire, if you see chametz. Tashbisehu. The bottom line of Rashi on Daf Sadi Hey Amad Aleph. Im nira, if you see chametz, tashbisehu. Le'olam hu oimed v'hashbeis kol yemois hamoyed. Person is standing in the hashbeis and getting rid of it. Kol yemois hamoyed. The entire moyed, there is going to be a din of tashbisu. Let's read the words again. Imnira tashbisehu. Lo'olam yuhu oimed v'hashbeis kol yemei samoyed. So Rav Elia Baruch Shulman is assuming is he imnira tashbisehu because of
tashbisu.
Kol yemei oimed v'hashbeis because of tash. That's what he's assuming. If that's the case, so then he's in hot water, by the way. Because Rashi says, when is the din ein bir chametz el asreifa? Only before. Afterwards, not. Why not? There's tashbisu before, there's tashbisu afterwards.
That's different. Also, biddle according to
Yeah, according to it's going to be, how could you do the Teshbisu? So the Teshbisu afterwards will only mean to burn it, because you can't do Teshbisu afterwards if it means Bittel. But Rashi shows there's two Teshbisus, so only one of them you can do before, then we could do. He's going to get into sticky places. He came up with these Chidushim, which he himself doesn't like, and he said, I'm not finished. One's a Din of the Gavra, then one's the two Teshbisus, one's Gavra, one's Kefta, whatever. He said, I don't know, in the end, he says, I don't know. But he says, Mefurash Rashi. But the Olam is timing, maybe that's not what Rashi means. Rashi doesn't mean that there's Tashbisu. If you look in the Gemara over there, Tzadi Hey, the Gemara never mentions the word Tashbisu. The Gemara just mentions the lav of Lo Yirah v'Lo Yimatzeh. Says Rashi, V'im Nireh Tashbiseu. And the Chayru, maybe what Rashi means, and this is, people have heard this type of raid in the name of Rav Nachum. I don't know if this is like Mamish taking Rav Nachum to its fullest, but listen, I'm not allowed to have chametz. I have chametz. What should I do? I'm not allowed to have chametz. I have chametz. What do I have to do? I have to get rid of it. So if you have chametz, that's a lav, hanitik laaseh. Because if you're over on the lav, the Torah is telling you, you can't keep that there. If I hit somebody, chas v'shalom, so maybe I was over a lav. Depends on the circumstances, but whatever. In the normal, regular circumstances, a person's not allowed to hit someone. So there's nothing to do now. I can't hit him again. Okay, so don't. That's not a lavanita classe. You do what you did. But if I have chametz, I can't leave it status quo. Status quo would be over again and over again and over again. So the Torah is telling you, lo yirah is get rid of it. So that's, maybe that's enough to be a lavanita classe. Not because a, the Torah says tash bisu.
You say it's not a lavanita classe?
What?
You say the Rashi does not a lavanita classe? That's why it doesn't answer like the Rashi.
Gotta remind me that where you're at.
Rav Mishans yesterday said that you have das to burn it since it's only 11 to base, you wouldn't be able. So Rashi doesn't learn like that.
Rashi doesn't learn that a masha amas levaroi, he doesn't hold of that yusoid. The yusoid is not simple. Even if 11 to base, it could be you'll be over. But the Gemara says it's 11 to base. So it can't be that it's not 11 to base lechoira, but just the Rav Mishans is saying, no, what's the classic din of a 11 to base? When do we bring up lavanitik lase? You don't get malchus. The Rashi Mishans is saying a lavanitik lase, there is no, you're not over. That's a chiddush. Rashi holds that chiddush. And maybe Rashi, maybe this is a small lavanitik lase, but Rashi is saying Rashi l'choyer holds there's no tashbisu now. Tashbisu is only koydim zman ha'iser. That little Rashi doesn't say the words tashbis, it says who amoid v'hashbeis. Maybe it just means you gotta get rid of it, and that's enough for, to be a lavanitik lase.
That's true. Why does it say komoid? It should be, if you have to do it right away.
No, but it continues the entire moid.
The whole thing is that I have chametz, I have to get rid of it.
No. If I have the chametz on the first day, if I have the chametz on the second day, I have the chametz on the third day, that's what it means, kol amoid. The entire moid, you're worried about having chametz, and you'd have to get rid of it. Okay. Gemara says, yeah. Says the Gemara, Trey Kroy Ksivi, Ksiv, Shivas Yom Sorli Matzi Vatechim, Ksiv Ach Biyam Rishon Tashbisu. Rashi learns that there's a conflict between the two psukim, and we said it's Meduik in the words, Haketzad. How could you have these two psukim? Taisus learns a different pshat. We mentioned yesterday one of the questions of Tosfos on Rashi. This is, that's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means to say, Adarabba, these two psukim actually are identical. So this actually goes to the 180 degree extreme opposite. Because Tosfos understands Tashbisu has to be Bismana Isser. So if it already said Shivas Yom Solo Yomatze, so then what do I need Tashbisu for? L'choira. Well, let's get it clear. Tosfos learns. Let's look at the bottom line of Tosfos. Ksiv ach b'yamarishin tashbisu. Says Tosfos. Nira liri d'miyatura d'krok kadarish. V'odim midachsiv ach v'darshin l'kamon ach cholak parach. So it's nira liri d'miyatura d'krok kadarish. What's the yatura d'kra? Does he mean to say that bal yira'a is extra? Or does he mean to say tashbisu is extra? Which one? What's the extra? By the way, you have the pasuk on the side of your Gemara. I also made some photocopies here. This is just photocopying the sides of the Gemara. If anyone has the side of the Gemara of the Torah or, then you would have this. If anyone wants it in full definition, I like things big. I go big. Does anyone need one of these? You should have it on the side of your Gemara. What's extra? Tosa says there's something extra here. What's the extra? I think he means the Tashbis, the Pasuk of Tashbis was extra. You can't say that the Pasuk of Lo Yimatze Sa'ar Lo Yimatze Shivas Yamim is going to be extra. That's interesting. In other words, especially if you hold like Reb Yehuda that Ein Bir Chametz Ela Sreifa, I don't know if that's learned from the Pasuk of Tashbisu, or is it somewhere in the Pasuk? I don't know. I have to see the sugya of where we learn out how to do it from. But Tosis is assuming that it's extra. I think it's klar Tosis means that the Pasuk of Tashbisu is extra. And Tashbisu is first. That's true. But so you're saying it should be the other one's extra. Yeah, but how can you say if you don't have a Pasuk that you're over by Rabbi Matzi 7 days, so then how do you know it's only one Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashbisu? What? Maybe.
Tosfos Rosh says the same. It's in Tur the Krah.
We got there. So which one is it? Chayr is saying the Tashbisu is extra. Frekt the Rashash. How could the Tashbisu be extra? I thought we need Tashbisu to say it's a lav anita klase. Tosfos says it's a lav anita klase. Chayr because of Tashbisu. Azoy frekt the Rashash. Right here on the spot, the Chayra. What we were suggesting that the Gemara's question, the Gemara's trying to prove it. It says that the word Tash, the pasuk of Tashbisu is extra. Ask the Rashash, how can you say the pasuk of Tashbisu is extra? You need Tashbisu to make it a lava nita klase. It's not extra. If you just have the pasuk of Shizyam and Sa'or Lo Yimatze, it's a lava. You'd get malchus for that lava. But now it's a lava nita klase. You don't get malchus. What? No, you wouldn't get killed, but you wouldn't. But we need to create this dynamic of lav anita klase. Asks the Tosfos, ask the Rashash. L'chayra ha'itzrich l'netuke l'lav v'lo yor v'lo yomatzi l'ase l'shitasei peites amid beis. Tosfos on daf peites amid beis says that the lava by Rabbi Matzi is nitik la'aseh. Azoy frek the Rashash. Says the Rashash, he's mechavin to the Tosfos HaRosh that Reb Shlomo is probably referring to. Yeah. Doesn't look like that's right. I think it might be a mistake. Chof Tesam Beis. Sorry, Tesam Beis is a mistake in the Rashash. Chof Tesam Beis. Didn't ask Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, I think it was. Reb Ashi Oimer. Taima Mishum D'lo Yira Nitik La'asei L'chein Ena Oiver Kishem Evar L'basayif. That's what Tosfos speaks about. That sheet of Tosfos. Slava Nitik La'asei. So Rabbi say, maybe. So the Tosfos Rosh says one teretz. He says, no, that's not what the Gemara means. Neither pasuk is extra. It doesn't mean the entire pasuk is extra. It just means the words Bayoim Harishon are extra. It should just say the following thing: Shivas Yamim Se'or Lo Yimatzi B'Vateichem Ach Tashbisu. Is that Ach Tashbisu? What does it say? Bayoim Harishon Tashbisu. That was the extra. It was the two words. It doesn't mean the entire pasuk is extra. However, Rabbeinu David doesn't say that, and it doesn't seem that way in Rabbeinu Peretz. They all seem to say the whole pasuk is extra. You needed to make it loud in the class.
Just the word Bayom is extra? What's
Bayom Arishon? The word Bayom Arishon, according to Yisrael. So I would like to suggest that maybe it doesn't, you don't need the word, the pasuk Bayom Arishon Tashbisu in order to make it a lava nita klase. What makes it a lava nita klase? The very metzias of what, like Rashi said, like, but we saw Rashi. You're supposed to be mashbisit. What was the last one we said in Rashi? Tashbisu. What am I supposed to do now? What does the Torah want from me? It wants me to get rid of it. I have chametz. The Torah is telling me get rid of it. That's a lava nitiklase. Vim nira tashbisu. Then maybe that's enough. And it's not midin the pasuk of tashbisu. Azoy vi, Rabbi Yisrael. Just like we said in Rashi, that there's no tashbisu after Zmana Isser. And still Rashi says there's a it's called a nitiklase because of tashbisu. So to Tosfos. And the Gemara is hava. I mean, the Gemara is saying there's no tashbisu now. But it'll still be lava nitiklase because of tashbisu. It's very, very poshut. Right. They seem to say what? Very very good. So, the pasuk will not mention, according to everyone other than the Rashash, a few other Achronim, also Machaben. We could just leave the whole pasuk of Tashbisu out. The whole thing. So we asked the question, but you need an assay. There's an assay intrinsic in the lav. The lav has an assay. The same way, and that will make it a lav, the same way Rashi learns that even though there's no Tashbisu after Zmana Isser, there's no Tashbisu anymore, still it's called an assay. We said, because what does the Torah want from you? I shouldn't have it, but I have it. The Torah wants you to get rid of it. So okay, that's called lav nitiklasei. So too, Tosfos would hold in this stage of the Havamina of the Gemara. Maybe there's no Tashbisu, but still there's you're going to have an assay. Apparently the Tosfos are Rosh and the Rashash are not happy with that. They maybe hold an assay has to be a real full blown assay. It's not called an assay. Chveis nish. Does not fit. So let's go weiter. Says the Gemara, the Ema the rabbis lele chamisha asa lebiur. Rabbi, I want you to help me out with this. I think I hacked this out with some of the boys here. Maybe it's coming to be Marbe the nights of the 15th for beer to get rid of your chametz at night. We would have thought maybe yamim in leilois loy. We say in the havamina of yamim in leilois loy. Why would we think? Where do we know yamim from? What? Shivas Yamim Sa'ar Lematzvetah. And in the Havamina, it's only by day. So in the Havamina, were you allowed to have chametz the first night of Pesach? Are you allowed to have chametz the second night of Pesach? What? Who said that? Who said that? You said it? No? Why not? Shivas Yamim Sa'ar Shivas Yamim, Yamim in Leilois Lai. In the Havamina of the Gemara, Salka Taita Chamina, are you allowed to have chametz the second night of Pesach?
Is there anywhere else that where it says Yamim and we only learn day and not night?
That's a great question. I was wondering that too. I don't have an answer. I suggest you do some research. When you're ready, let us know. We'll make a chabur for you.
Was there a placement word for the Torah they wanted?
I don't know. You can help him with the chabur if you want. I don't know. I was wondering the same thing, but the vaila were there, so I don't know.
Why can't
be careful? I don't with chabur.
Why can't the havamina be on ach b'yom rishon?
What do you mean? We'll get back to that. We'll have to get back to that. That's Tosfos' kasha kind. Tosfos has kind of asked that kasha. I don't know. Shivas yamim sa'ar lo yimatzi batechem yamim in leilo islay. So would you be allowed to have chametz the second night of Pesach? I don't see why not, my friends. I know a lot of people. It's like what? People are not comfortable.
Why would you say that?
It says shivas yamim. The Gemara right now at this stage of the Gemara is thinking yamim in leilo islay. So the first night of Pesach you're allowed to have chametz. This stage of the Gemara thinks yes. Until we had the pasuk of Achbiyam Rishon Tashbisu, but we don't have that pasuk yet. If I just had the pasuk Shivas Yamim Sa'ar Lo Yamatzi Vatechem, what's the Gemara saying? I would not know that you're not allowed to have it the first night. Would I know you're not allowed to have it the second night or the third night or the fourth night? I don't think so. I think you'd be able to have it every night. Okay, it's a little weird. You get rid of your chametz, you get new chametz, you get rid of your chametz, you get new chametz. It's going to be like a little crazy. Every night you're getting more chametz.
So so only the days you would have it.
Yamim in Leila Islai. Gabriel, tell me why I'm wrong. Oh, thank you.
Once Esther starts,
Shivas Yamim Sa'ar Lo Yamatzei Vatechem. Yamim in Leila Isloi. I'm just reading a pasuk, okay? You're trying to make sense. I am totally subjugated to the pasuk. Well, the Torah says that's what I do. The Torah says Shivas Yamim, Yamim in Leila Isloi. You're saying, but why? Why it starts? Who said? Where'd you get that from? Why?
Just the point of logic.
Oh, comes along Rabbi Fischoff, first name Tzvi. I like that name. Comes along Reb Tzvi, and he says, I have a pasuk. The pasuk says, that's why I made it big, Miyoyim HaRishon Ad Yoyim HaShvi'i. But that's not talking about by Rabbi Yamatze, Reb Tzvi. The pasuk says, "Kichol oichel chametz v'nichrasa hanefeshim Yisrael miyom erishan ad yom eshvi." Kol oichel chametz. It's only about the isra achila. We're talking about the isra by Rabbi Yamatze. So, I'm not sure that you could bring your pasuk so fast.
We said that.
Okay, so we'll get there. The vaila, my friends. If you ask me, my opinion personally, I think that this stage of the Gemara thought that there's no Bali Rabbi Matzah, not the first night, not the second night, not the third night, any night. Yamim in Leilos Lo.
How would
just from logic, you would say otherwise.
I don't know if we use logic. We just use a pasuk.
Why do we not use
logic? Because the Torah says Yamim in Leilos Lo. The Torah says it's only by day, not by night, and that's it. And you soak your head. It's a Gzeres HaKosev.
Now, after Achbim
Rishon,
where do you see...
Okay, so go, let's go. Here he goes. Let's go. It says the Gemara, maybe that's what Achbim Rishon is coming to do. It says the Gemara, the Ema, let's see it again, the Ema, the Rabbi, is Leile Chamish Asa Lebir. Maybe it's coming to be Marba the 15th Lebir. Sa'akadat Chamina Yom Ksiv Yom In Leilos Loi, Kamash Malan Afilu Leilos. Comes Achbim Rishon and tells you that you have to get rid of it at night. That might think you can keep it till the morning. Achmir doesn't really have to get rid of it at night. Asks Reb Noyim, tell me if I'm asking the question right. Okay, but that only says the first night. Ach bayoyim harishon tashbisu. How do you know any other nights? Maybe every other night you don't have to get rid of it? Is that what your question was? Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, we have a pasuk, Shivas yamim se'or lo yamatzi vatechem. If I just had that pasuk alone, what would I say it means?
All nights are allowed to have chametz.
Now we have a pasuk that says, "Ach bayoyim harishon tashbisu." The first night, you're not allowed to have chametz.
What about the rest?
What about the rest of the nights?
We could go back to logic.
No. Try something similar. Close.
The first night. Which
already says 7 days. And says first day again, obviously. First day is
Kent. The first day, and that's it. The first night has Din Balirab, has, Tashbisu, and that's it. And then maybe only it's only the first night. The first night.
First day includes the night. All 7 days include the night.
Okay, so I'm gonna say what Avrami just said, just in a little bit more of a lumdisha oifen as follows. Avrami means to say as follows. When we say, and this is gonna help you a little bit. When we say Ach B'Yomer Tashbisu, does we mean to say, okay, forget about your Shivas Yamim, because your Shivas Yamim is just a day, but I'm introducing you to something new called Tashbisu. And now you have Tashbisu at night. No, that's not what we're doing?
No, it's saying that it's now bringing all
nights. So I'm going to say it like this. Ach B'Yomer Rishon is a Giloy on the Pasuk of Shivas Yamim, that when it said Shivas Yamim, what does it include? Nights. It includes nights. So now that I have the pasuk that I know, it includes the first night. What else does it include? All the nights. What? What'd you say? You mean in the order of the Torah? That's, whatever. That's fine. Good. Yeah, you can make it. In Mukhtu Mukhtu B'Torah, that doesn't bother me so much. This is the Lamdis. Now I'm going to explain to you the Lamdis. Okay, I say it again. My question was with a hanacha. that I have a pasuk of Shivas Yomim Solei Matzavatechem. I think that pasuk is only days. Yomim in Leilos Loi. And it might stay that way. I have a different pasuk that tells me Tashbisu, which we're going to understand means the night. If that's the case, so then it's only the first night, one of the other nights. Comes on Avraham Yisrael and says, no, that's not what's happening. What's happening is the Ach B'Yom HaRishon is being megala to me. It's revealing to me that when we said Shivas Yomim, we did not only mean days. We meant also nights. And I'll bring it out clearer. According to Tosfos, when do we have a mitzvah of Tashbisu? Only? What? Zman Isser. So if there's Tashbisu, there has to be Isser. So it says Shivas Yomim Se'or Lo Yimatziv Atechem. If there's Tashbisu at night, there's going to have to be Isser at night. That's Bali. So it's a Gilui on the Bali Yura, Bali Yimatze. Once you have a Gilui that Yomim doesn't mean Dafka Yomim, what does Yomim include? Leilois. So it's all the Leilois. Enochanami, I'm still disagreeing respectfully with what Gavriel said. Gavriel said, no, there was never even a Havamina the other nights. The other nights for sure it's us. So I'm saying, no. In the Gemara's first stage, the Gemara says, listen, Yomim in Leilos Lo. All nights are out. All nights. Right now, you could have Chametz Sunday night, Monday night, just not during the day. Tuesday night, Wednesday night. But once we bring a Pasuk that you can't have it the first night, that transforms the entire Bal Yiro, Bal Yomatzeh to including days.
Why are we translating days, meaning just daytime, not nighttime?
So that's all part of your Chabura. You'll get there, Rizusha. I'm not going to help you with it. I'm not even going to help you with it. Don't ask me those questions. But Rabbi said this really only works with Shitas Tosfos, where Tosfos understood that what is the Yisoid of Tashbisu? When is there a mitzvah of Tashbisu? Only? And when is Zman HaIsser? So Tosfos understands what Tashbisu is doing is Tashbisu is restoring the Shivas Yom. However, in Shitas Rashi says Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, we gave out the Reb Shmuel a little bit. He doesn't bring this raya the way we're bringing it, but he says in Rashi, that's not pshat in the Gemara. In Shitas Rashi, this is not pshat in the Gemara. In Shitas Rashi, says Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, the Gemara wants to maintain that Tashbisu and Shivas Yomim are two separate things. Never the twine shall meet. Because Tashbisu is Koidem Zmana Isser. And Shivas Yomim is Achar Zmana Isser. So when the Gemara is suggesting that from the pasuk of Ach Bayoim Arishoin, we're saying is including the Lele Chamisha Aser, we're not talking about the Bali Rabbi Yamatze. We're talking about Tashbisu. We're not talking about Bali Rabbi Yamatze. We're talking about Tashbisu.
Tashbisu is in order to what?
You have to burn it. So therefore what? So, what I'd like to suggest, according to Rashi, is to say as follows. Avada Rashi is going to hold that there's going to be Bali Rabbi Yamatzeh on the other nights of Pesach. Why? That was never part of the question. Now I'm going to agree with Gavriel. Why? Are you allowed to eat chametz the other nights of Pesach, Reb Tzvi? How do you know? You're allowed to eat chametz the other nights of Pesach. No, the pasuk says, "Mi yoyim harishoyin ad yoyim hashvi'i." You're not allowed to eat it. If you're not allowed to eat it, what does that automatically mean? You can't have it. Similar to what we saw in Rashi by Chametz Noiksha, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it. What do we say? Rashi holds, not allowed to have it. It's Bali Rabbi Yamatzeh. However, the first night of Pesach, are you allowed to eat chametz? Well, we know now you're not. But the pasuk says, in the Gemara's Havamina, that there's no Bal Yirah on the first night of Pesach. Guess what? There's no Isra Achil on the first night of Pesach either. Because the Pasuk says, Miyoyim HaRishon Ad Yoyim HaShvi'i. So then we don't know that there's an Isra Achil on the first night of Pesach. Once Isra Achil kicks in, and we know from the Pasuk Isra Achil is Miyoyim HaRishon Ad Yoyim HaShvi'i, and it goes uninterrupted, the Bal Yirah by Matzah will also go in uninterrupted. But we're now dealing with maybe Yomim in Leilois Loi. If that's the case, so then the Isra Achila is also not the first night of Pesach. And the Balira is not the first night of Pesach. And they got nothing going on the first night of Pesach. If that's true, so then what are we introducing? We're introducing that there's Tashbisu on the first night of Pesach. This is at this stage of the Gemara where the Gemara is holding. Then the Gemara tells us, no, you're wrong. There's Balira on the first night of Pesach. Don't tell me Tashbisu. There's Balira on the first night of Pesach.
So at this point, according to Rashi, you would be eating chametz
what?
On the first night?
What'd you say?
This point, according to Rashi, you'd be able to eat chametz the first night?
We would think you'd be able to eat chametz on the first night of Pesach, yeah. It's a strange item. The Gemara says, Ema Yomim in Leilos La. But Lefi Zeh comes Rav Shmuel Rozovsky to answer a question. At this stage of the Gemara is saying, maybe the Pasuk of Ach Ben Rishon is coming to tell you to do it at night. So when do you do your Tashbisu? First night. This is the Gemara's thinking right now. Is there an Isser Bal Yirah, Bal Yumatzeh the first night? According to Tosfos? Is there an Isra Bayi Rabbi Matzah on the first night? According to Tosfos, yes. Because the Pasuk of Tashbisu is Megala on Bayi Rabbi Matzah. It's Lav Dafka, Yom Mitzvah Leos. So now, I'm doing my Tashbisu, and I have Bayi Rabbi Matzah? According to Rashi, that doesn't work. It's a stira. You can't have both. Rashi said you can't have Tashbisu and Bayi Rabbi Matzah. So what is the more thing? Maybe it's the Rabbi, it's Leile Chamisha Aser. Leile Chamisha Aser. How are you doing the Leile Chamisha Aser? Can't do it the morning of Chamisha Aser, so how can you do it Leile Chamisha Aser? If there's Bayi Rabbi Matzeh, you can't do Tashbisu. It's a stira. That's where Rashi started the sugya. The Bayi Rabbi Matzeh and Tashbisu is a stira. Says Reb Shmuel, hold on a second. According to Rashi, there's no Bayi Rabbi Matzeh in the night of Pesach. Shivas Yamim, Yamim in Leilos Lo. Either it's Tashbisu. That's Tashbisu. That's not Adarab. But there's no Isser. There's no din of. At this stage, the Gemara is thinking there is no Bayi Rabbi Matzeh on the night of the first night of Pesach. There's no Isra Achila. Yeah. What? No, Adarabba. Rashi holds Tashbisu is always Kaidam HaIsr. Rashi Lishitasa always holds Tashbisu is Kaidam HaIsr. Let's take a look at the. If, I don't know if you have the Reb Shmuel here, we can try to do the Reb Shmuel. I don't have the Reb Shmuel.
Could you say that it's, that we're talking about a different type of Tashbisu, like we did, if we said in the beginning, share that that's not what uh-huh. Rashi really meant. So
it could be. We'll have to see. That's going to have to deal with one extra nakud. I'll talk to you about it later if we could. Here, I just want to show you. The Reb Shmuel, he has a problem with Rashi's shita in the sugya. And he says, I'm right now, I'll show you where I am. I'm right after the brackets, right over here. In the second column, the word Ella Kavanas HaGemara Hi. It's around 11 lines down. Ella Kavanas HaGemara Hi. Dibal Yira Be'emes Leka. Dichsiv Be Yamim. There is no Bal Yira. Dichsiv Be Yamim. Virak Asi L'Rabuya Di'ika Tashbisu. And all the Pasuk is telling you says there's Tashbisu. It's not being Megala that there really is also Bal Yira. U'be'emes Hadesakadai D'lecha Bal Yira Baleilois Hugam Le'maskana De'hashta. At this stage of the Maskana also, there is no Bal Yira at night. V'davka Al Hashiya bepoil hadrinan me asalkadaitach the salkadaitach shiyehei shari. We had how many? You could just leave it there. The hashos bepoil kamash blan the aser amnam ein iser mishum the ikabal yirah mitzada tashbisu. There's no iser bal yirah at night at all. It's just now you have to burn it because of mitzvah tashbisu. Umemela shapesh shari la hashbis bechnisas hayom harisha. Now you could do it because you could. There's no bal yirah. You have no mitzvah bal yirah. So you could do it on the night of the 15th. If you find chametz in the middle of Pesach, according to Rashi, you have to get rid of it, but not mikoyach tashbisu, but mikoyach bal yirah. At night also? At night. There's all in the havamina, my friend. This is all going to change, because the Gemara is about to say, oh, but we have a hekesh. and everything. That changes everything. And there's Balyua at night. This is, we say the maskana. Shmuel says the maskana de hashta. This stage of the Gemara is maskana. But there's a maskana, which is the next line of the Gemara, which goes even further.